But, you know, corn is as high as an elephant's eye or something, or as high as your knee, and, you know, by the 4th of July. Of course, mine was nowhere near there. But, you know, by golly, it's tasseling out right now. I don't see any ears, but it is tasseling out. I have hope again.
Yes, and hold on to that hope.
Okay.
Because the corn will come up, and then it will begin to tassel, meaning at the top of the plant it will send out where it's going to be emitting its pollen and all that good stuff. And after that process happens, like a week into that process, if you look down along the main stem of the corn plant, you will begin to see little teeny things happening, and that's where the ears are going to be starting to emerge. Maybe one or two ears will be starting to emerge along that main stem.
Okay.
And that's going to happen, you know, maybe a week into this tasseling process. So just because your corn is tasseling doesn't mean there's ears of corn on it.
Okay.
That's the pollination portion of this whole life cycle of the corn plant. And that pollination has to happen before any of those ears can begin to form. So you've got lots of time left here, Don, to get some of that corn happening. Just let the corn do what it does.
Okay.
It knows what it's up to.
And keep watering through this period, too,
and
for
keep
corn?
Keep watering it, yeah.
Okay.
Corn loves that.
Okay. You know, I find myself doing different chores, and